It's time for a podcast from J.W., Anna, and friends.
Right now on The Morning Show, which is brought to you by Millway Credit Union, stronger, smarter, and sensible. Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends. And we got one of our favorite friends, guests from the community. Josh Williams is in from the Washington State Park, Arkansas State Parks,
right.
And everything.
Welcome
and
back.
We are glad to have you in. You always got something interesting to talk about when you come in, because you got something really neat going on at Washington State Park up in Old Washington.
That's right.
Northern Hempstead County, which is north of Hope. So as we always say, if you're coming from Texas County, take I-30 to Hope. First exit's the 30 exit, and you go north and about, maybe 10 miles north. Then you'll be to Washington State Park, and what a beautiful, beautiful place that is.
We're lucky to have it.
The historic homes and everything that goes along with it. And we'll talk more about Washington in general, but let's talk about the Jonquil Festival. This is the first one since 2019. They did not luck out with the COVID in any of the 2 years,
right.
2020 or 2021.
Exactly.
But they're ready to go, and they are going to go this year.
That's correct. We are, as a staff, we are looking forward to this. We've been excited, kind of getting our wheels oiled again and everything, and getting everything back. It's like, how do we do that again?
Right.
organizing it.
Yeah,
refreshing our minds.
Lots of people are excited to have it back, because I know it's a very popular festival in this part of the area. Of course, Jonquil, beautiful flower. Let's talk about the festival. It's the 18th and 19th.
That's correct. To be starting on Friday, March 18th, and ending Saturday, March 19th.
All right, so it kicks off in the morning on the 18th?
That's correct, at 9 o'clock in the morning.
All right, so tell us about the things that will be going on Friday.
On Friday, what we'll have is, of course, the different craft vendors will be open. It's $5 a car to park for the event. Tours will be available in the different homes, those different activities. You will have to pay a ticket price if you want to go see those, about $9 adult and $6 for children. The Iron Munchers, the Four State Iron Munchers will be there by the blacksmith shop demonstrating their trade different ways. At 2 o'clock, I'll be doing a period baseball game called Town
Ball. That sounds like fun.
Where it basically includes four bases, and there are no outs. There are no strikes.
There is an out. No outs either.
Well, there's only one out. Okay. And then you switch teams.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
But I can swing as many times as I want.
But people are welcome to join in on that and learn about kind of earlier version of baseball that was done in the 19th century. And then from there, later on in the evening, we'll have our concert with Dylan Kate.
Yes.
That'll be happening that evening around 6:30. We'll also have a fish fry that our local fire department is doing as a fundraiser.
Oh, you're making a night of it. Good.
That's right. So
good.
You can have your evening meal, because the restaurant closes after lunch.
Right.
They only do lunch. So you can get your supper meal and go on over to the concert on Friday evening.
Support the community. See the grounds. Nice.
Right. And it's cooked. I will say our fish will be cooked by the local Hope Lions Club.
Oh, we know it's going to be good.
Yeah, which usually does a lot of these famous fish fries.
Right, right. So. It's going to be good, y'all.
I love good fish.
Yes, we do.
So how much does it cost to eat at the fish fry fundraiser?
$15.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. And then you talk about a concert that's free.
The concert is free.
Free.
Again, that's Dylan Kate. Uh-huh. They'll be performing there. And it's just one block over.
Oh, okay.
That's
where
you have to go.
Right. So that's Friday.
That's
Friday.
For
all Friday.
All right. So Saturday, what's going to be going on? Anything in?
Saturday, we have, starting the morning, our 5K that's put on by the Hope Evening Lions Club as a fundraiser. Both the money goes towards their food pantry and what they outreach for the community, along with our Shakespeare in the Park program. So sign up for that. You can look up Hope Evening Lions Club or 5K Jonquil to get that information with it. But that'll start at 7:30 there on the main highway in Washington. Mm-hmm. And then later on in the day, as the festival gets started, they'll have a car show and antique engine demonstration over by the large magnolia tree. People enjoy going to do that. The public can vote on it, kind of like we're talking about People's Awards.
Yeah, I like the People's Choice. Yeah.
Yeah, People's Choice with that. Different music going on around the center of the concert, music tent. We have the local Dancetastics group with a lot of local dancers will be performing at 10 o'clock in the morning there. And then later on, a group I'm with, the Washington Vintage Dancers, will perform at 3 o'clock, for example.
Lots of
and you guys just had a ball, right?
That's right. We did. George Washington birthday ball. So
I want to go next year.
So, instead of doing local news for a third time, we've already had news several times this morning. We'll let our new sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our friend, our guest from the community, Josh Williams from the Arkansas State Parks, specifically from Washington State Park up in northern Hempstead County. What a historical site that is. It's just wonderful. If you've never been there,
go.
We want you to kind of tell them about these beautiful homes. Kind of what era are we talking about?
Mm-hmm. Most of the homes at the park date back prior to the Civil War, mm-hmm. so 1845 to 1860.
And I think that's a fascinating time as far as homes are concerned. Yeah. Now, these kind of homes, we talked about it on the Facebook. Anna asked you about it, but these are not the large mansions.
Yeah,
the hundreds and hundreds of acres. This was more of a, you said, maybe middle to upper middle class homes?
That's correct. Lawyers' homes, one was owned by a county clerk of the county, another by local merchants, those type of homes. So your average, businessman type of homes. And they're not large. I mean, they're about, four rooms at max with a lot of them. And a hallway. Those were how they were made. I know the kids are always surprised when they come on a tour, and I'd ask them, okay, so how many of you had your own room, and brothers and sisters? And there's several that raised their hands. And I'm like, well, think of living here with, you have one room sharing with four siblings.
Yeah. Or more, yeah.
But these were well-off people. I mean, they weren't poor.
Right.
But a completely different idea in housing than we have today.
We live more extravagantly.
We are way more extravagant.
Yes.
But these are beautiful homes. And like you said, these are the type that most of the time they didn't get preserved.
Yeah, right.
They went by the wayside. Not like the huge mansions that they preserved in certain places. These were the type of homes that, they just went away.
Exactly. And several of them are on their original foundation, and then some have been moved in from other areas of town that were on the outskirts from other communities that are within the county but just like 10 miles away or something to help preserve them.
Right. And if you take one of these tours, each of these homes, it's got a different theme. It's a different home. Yeah.
Yes. Each one talks about a different focus. Like we have the Royston Townhouse. That talks more about one of the local lawyers of town and politicians, and about just kind of it's how a house would look around 1850, and how it was set up. Another home we have talks about the whole restoration process and what it took in the 19th century to build these homes.
Right.
So it focuses on the different ways of building the frame of the house. They're all hand-hewn timbers put together with wooden pegs, no nails. So you can see an open wall that way, and the stages of plaster that you would make your wall. It's not drywall. This pre-drywall.
Uh-huh.
So how you have to make your plaster wall to do that. And then one room is half restored, half unrestored.
So you can really see the process.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I like that.
Exactly.
Talk a little bit about the bladesmithing up there.
Blacksmithing. And we have our blacksmith shop, of course, that's open in our gift shop. He makes several different items that you can take home with you and purchase. I have a key ring, actually, with the leaf that he made, those type of things. A lot of functional things, too. He makes paper towel holders, all that type of stuff. So feel free to come by there for a perfect gift with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you mentioned as well, we also, the park is the location of the bladesmith school that's run through the local college, University of Arkansas, Hope, Texarkana, and you can take classes through them and sign up for them. You have to go to their website.
Right.
It's the James Black School of Bladesmithing. Look it up, and you can sign up for one of their courses to learn how to make a knife.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
wonderful to be able to do that.
Right.
And all these neat knives that they make and everything. And then, of course, you got the restaurant up there. We don't want to forget about that because I've eaten at that before. Very good restaurant.
Oh, yes. Yes, very very much so. Of course, serves only lunch throughout the day from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're closed on Mondays except for holiday Monday. So you can come to the park anytime Tuesday through Sunday when we'll be open to buy your tours and eat at the restaurant.
Nice.
Very nice. Yep, 24 hours a day, the best of most countries right here on The Pig at 103.9, mypigradio.com. The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible, three convenient locations to serve you. Ashdown, Wake Village and Arkansas Boulevard in Texas County, Arkansas. We've been talking with Josh Williams from the Washington State Park up in old Washington in northern Hempstead County. They got the big Jonquil Festival. Yeah, it returns after several years hiatus because of COVID. It's back this year.
Welcome back.
It'll be not this weekend, but the following Friday and Saturday, the 18th and 19th at the Washington State Park. And we'll kind of wrap that up and talk about it a little bit here in just a second. We did want to get y'all to play a game, and y'all play along out there in Radio Land with Anna and Josh. Today's game is Yes or BS.
Okay, I'll give you a statement.
You decide whether it's true or whether it's made-up stuff.
Okay.
Don't just jump right in there, Anna.
Okay, I won't.
Because this is one of her question-type questions. An octave is the name for the distance of 8 white notes on a piano keyboard. Is that yes or BS?
Yeah, we're both shaking our heads because I wasn't allowed to talk. So it's like,
yes.
I knew it'd be one that she'd go, yes!
8!
Here's a toughie.
Okay.
Daisy Duck's original name was Doris Duck. Is that yes or BS?
I'm going to go with no.
I would say BS.
Yeah, we're going to go BS.
Well, you're so correct. It was actually Donna.
Oh.
Duck. Donna
like Donald.
Duck.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
That makes sense.
Huh. Here's a history question.
Okay. Uh-oh.
John Quincy Adams was the first president who was actually inaugurated in Washington, D.C. John Quincy Adams was the first president inaugurated in Washington, D.C. Is that yes or BS?
You know history, so.
I would say yes.
You are correct. It was Thomas Jefferson.
Right.
That's correct.
Thomas Jefferson.
I was just wondering if they were getting picky about like D.C. Like,
yeah, probably.
Washington City or Washington, D.C.?
Probably getting picky.
Let's see here. Oh, here's a toughie.
Okay.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame houses Elvis Presley's solid gold Cadillac. Is that yes or BS? Is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that houses Elvis Presley's solid gold Cadillac?
We say BS.
Right. It's over in the country.
It is the Country Music Hall of Fame that has that. Okay.
All right. This
is an Arkansas-type question.
Uh-oh. Okay, I won't get it. Good thing we have Josh.
Well, we'll see. Former President Bill Clinton's mother's, and of course, you know, Hope, Hempstead County.
Right.
There's where he's, yeah.
Yep.
Former President Bill Clinton's mother's favorite pastime was going to the horse races.
Yes.
Yes. I assume she went up to Oaklawn.
That is correct. Because they lived in Hot Springs.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Hope, Hot Springs, it's all connected.
Made it simple.
So, yeah, that was one of her favorite pastimes. Here's a card question.
Okay.
A flush is the lowest hand that beats a straight in poker. A flush is the lowest hand that beats a straight in poker. Is that yes or BS?
I'm guessing yes.
Yes,
that is correct. That is correct. Let's see if we can get one more in here.
All right.
Mosquitoes, not roaches, are the toughest insect on the planet. That's kind of subjective, isn't it? It's kind of like, well, what's tougher? But anyway, they say mosquitoes, not roaches, are the toughest insect on planet.
I'm guessing yes, because they can handle the cold better than cockroaches.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mosquitoes? Well, let's see. You said mosquitoes?
Yeah.
You're right.
Oh, okay.
Those
cockroaches.
They've been now living quite comfortably from the hottest jungles of the equator all the way to the North Pole with Santa Claus. So,
I'd never seen a cockroach where I grew up.
And I'm just going to throw
ever. Ever.
Yeah, I'm going to throw this out here just for knowledge.
Okay.
Lucille Ball was kicked out of drama school because she was too quiet and shy. It happened in New York City when she was 15.
Oh, wow.
Too quiet and shy. That is not something I associate with Lucille Ball.
No, she sure came out of that.
You got some there, Lucy. All right. Once again, the Jonquil Festival, they're having it this year. COVID, we're through with that mess. We're not going to worry about it. They're having it the 18th and 19th, which is next Friday and Saturday, not this Friday and Saturday. Washington State Park, Northern Hempstead County. It's I-30 to Hope if you're coming from the Texarkana area, and then take the 30 exit north, and it's about 10 miles north of there. And all kinds of activities going on throughout the day, Friday and Saturday, including a fundraising fish fry on Friday night and a free concert. And you can tour the homes for a fee or whatever, but it's a beautiful place. And you said, if you love love the pictures with the Jonquils. You might want to ride up this weekend when the crowds aren't there, get your picture taken, then come back for all the activities.
Yeah. Right, right.
Because, like I said, I think they'll reach their peak probably this weekend.
Yeah, and there won't be a lot of people up there. It'll be normal people.
And the fans.
There'll be a lot of people up there.
There won't be massive
people.
Exactly. Yeah, there'll be a lot of people up there getting pictures with Jonquils, but it won't be like the festival.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
So normal people are welcome all the time.
Oh, well, sure.
Yes.
But make two weekends out of it or whatever. But
I think that'd be great, to do that.
All right. Well, go up for sure for the festival, which is the 18th and the 19th, Friday and Saturday. Thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome. Follow our Jonquil Festival Facebook page for more information, as well as our website, historicwashingtonstatepark.com.
All right.
Yes, please do.
Got it. Be sure and attend. First time in 3 years. It's going to be nice to be able to do that.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.